All right, we've got Coach Jim Miller on the line now for the halftime show. Coach, you know, it's been a tough season for the Terriers up to this point, but it's been also a weird season. What has it been like for you, you know, someone that's an elder statesman in Illinois for basketball? What's this season been like for you?
First of all, I don't consider myself an elder statesman, although I am, but it's just a strange world we're living in. I'm so happy that our kids have an opportunity to play basketball. And like you said, we're struggling this year. But that was expectations. We ask our kids that there are some years that you can't base success on wins and losses. And this is one of those years. Our kids are happy to be playing. They're thrilled to be playing basketball this time of year. But at the same time, you know, that they're great listeners. They're like sponges right now. They show up to practice. They're eager to learn. They're eager to get better individually as well as collectively. But the most important thing right now, Matt, is our kids are working their butts off. They're doing everything we possibly could ask of them and more. So I am proud of our season. Our record is not a great record by no means, but you know, you got to see past that record. You got to look at the success we are having, which is those items we talked about earlier. It's just it's been a fun year for us right now.
The Jackson County rivalry has always been one of the fiercer ones in Southern Illinois on the court. I find it interesting that also that you and Coach Murphy kind of started at your respective schools just about the same time, a few years in between each other. But it's one of those things for a program to have a rivalry with someone else, but then also to have the same pair of coaches for decades now. It's just increases that rivalry.
I tell you what, the first year that we played in the Holiday Tournament, my first year coaching there, we had some success there. I do think we beat them at that point in time. And I had a lady that night come up to me and said, gave me a big hug. And she said, "Coach, you don't know who I am, but I want you to know you can lose every game of the season. You just have to beat Murphy every time you play him." And at that point in time, I recognized the rivalry because, you know, I was just being told what was, the past, and it has been a tremendous rivalry. It's been one that I've always looked forward to. It's been one that it didn't matter what kind of team you had, if you had a good team, a bad team, an average team, or same with Murphy. It was always a good game, and I think the communities look forward to it, and it's been a pleasure. Now, I love watching Daryl's team play. He gets so much out of those kids every year. They seem to bond early. They gain confidence as they progress the season. And when it comes to postseason, they're ready. They're ready to play. They're ready to compete. And it's always been that way. So he does a fantastic job. I've learned a lot from him watching his teams and just the video sessions we have with our own group, and he does a lot of nice things, and I couldn't appreciate him more. I do appreciate him more and more every day, actually. So hopefully he can keep going for a few more years and get to this point where, you know, I am looking forward to retirement. It's that time. I spent 37, 38 years coaching basketball, right, and it's just time for me to do something else at this point in my life.
It's funny you bring up that story there at the beginning of answering that question there, because what stood out to me the most, Coach, was that, you know, last year when I started calling Murfreesboro games, you guys come in like the second week, get a hard-fought overtime win at Murfreesboro, and then the next few weeks, it's just, we got to get them back at the tournament. We got to get them back at the tournament. And then they end up not being able to meet you in the finals. They take a loss, and they weren't so much upset about the loss as it was that they couldn't get that chance at revenge against you guys. And that was a big moment to me. I'm curious, you know, through your time in this rivalry, what moments have stuck out the most to you?
Well, I think that first win at the Holiday Tournament, that first year, and just – every year it seems like when I've had a good team, they've always had a good team, and vice versa. And we met each other in the regionals a few times. We met each other in the sectionals a few times, and I was always stressed in that regard, because hey, you just can't get beat by Murphy, as our community would say. But I knew exactly what we were in for, and it never ceased to amaze me how those games played out. There was times, Matt, we've had outstanding teams that won 23 games, and Darryl had very few struggling years, but mm-hmm. I thought we had tremendously better athletes, and yet they competed with us, and they made it our life miserable. So again, I go back. It's all about Darryl. It's all about his kids and what they do, and the success they've had. It's no accident. It really isn't.
Speaking with Carbondale basketball coach Jim Miller, my partner Steve Webb has mentioned several times in the weeks leading up to this matchup here. There was one year Murfreesboro was able to win all but three games, and those three were all to Carbondale. And that was like putting a wet blanket on the season. I know coaches always say, you know, it's about the season, it's not about the individual matchups. But, you know, you mentioned it earlier, but basically you can lose all your other games as long as you don't lose to this team, basically. And it's just so fierce. It's just so fun to see just both teams go head-to-head every single time.
And both teams play their backsides off. And they play for the community, they play for their school, they play for themselves, they play for the parents. You know, it's just it's been a tremendous rivalry. And Webb, he's been around a few years, so he knows what he's talking about as well. And I got to mention this as well. One of the biggest games that we ever had, I felt, was getting Roger Mendlin from Murphy to do our radio broadcast at Carbondale. When I first took over, the first couple of years, I talked to Roger, and we were just reminiscing the other day that, you know, you're a Carbondale guy. You live and bleed black and white, and you're doing Murfreesboro games. And I said, why aren't you doing Carbondale? And sure enough, a couple of years later, he got that opportunity, and I've been thrilled. He and I have developed a tremendous relationship, and I can consider him one of my really good friends that I can count on. And what an asset to have a guy like Roger Mendlin. I know he's on the opposite station, but what a great man to have on your side. And I appreciate him, and appreciate him coming from Murfreesboro to Carbondale. But with that, we've been very fortunate with that.
Absolutely. Well, as we wind down here now, Coach Jim Miller, I got to ask, is this really the end for Jim Miller, or are we maybe going to see on a sideline sometime in the future at Carbondale or somewhere else, or do we really have to say goodbye at the end of this year?
You know, I consider myself retiring from teaching and resigning from coaching, whatever that might mean. I still think I might like to coach down the road at some capacity. I love practices. I love teaching the game of basketball. It's been a joy for me to do that. It's just the outside factors that come into to play, the academic side of it, the discipline side of it, wondering if kids are going to where kids might be at certain times. Are they hurt? Are they getting fed? Are they being housed? Are they being safe? That all catches up with you, and I'm not going to miss that one bit. I hopefully will stay involved and stay contacted with some of these young kids, and hopefully down the road maybe have an opportunity to coach again. But at what level, at what time, I don't know. So, and it may be truly over. I may enjoy this retirement gig something fierce, and you may just see me at games, and whether this life takes us, we'll adjust. And I'm looking forward to watching basketball for a year or so, and who knows, we might have the bug again. But as of right now, I'm looking forward to not doing a whole lot, and other than playing with my grandkids and doing some stuff around the house and getting caught up on things that I should have done probably 10, 15 years ago, but you know, you just don't have time. So, but anyway, it's been a tremendous ride.
Absolutely. Well, it'll be well-deserved, Coach. We can't tell you how much that you are going to be missed. You're a legend in the area. Thank you for the time and for the memories as well. I know most Murfreesboro fans, while they may be thankful they don't have to contend with your wit in the future, they're going to be missing that ability to at least get one over Coach Miller and specifically. So please enjoy retirement, and hopefully we can see you down the road one way or another.
Well, I hope so too, man. And thank you for all you guys do. For Southern Illinois sports and basketball in particular, but you guys do a wonderful job of the coverage. I listen to you every morning coming in to work, and you guys just do a fantastic job. And it's been a pleasure working with you, and hopefully we can do this some other time down the road.